You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome. That was Radar Men from the Moon. Eight minute for Thursday. It's fitting for Thursday. Mandrake's early, mate. Straight out, didn't want to stay for work.
It was a bit muggy
in the office
there.
It is. It's that kind of. Actually, it's fined up quite nicely now, but
yeah.
I was drying my undies with a hairdryer this morning, Mandrake.
Were you?
Yeah, mate. It's come to this.
I have actually got my last pair on.
It's graphic,
ugly,
eh?
Yeah.
Did we bear all? Barrel for everybody. Text us 5395. Let us know how many undies you've got left.
Maybe we're sort of in sync. Like, yeah. Auckland's running out of undies. It's just one of those weeks.
We have a Fortunes double pass giveaway today. Of course, 420, we'll be talking to Chris Fowley from Normal. I always forget his last name. It's probably the DAC.
Possibly.
But we'll be talking marijuana media. So if you have anything pressing to do with the weed, 5395 to get in touch, or even when we're talking, give us a call on 309-3879. Chuck your questions at Chris. He is the head of Normal. He knows all about the weed. That's why we got him up here. We're weed enthusiasts, but he knows about the weed.
It's the thing where
we'll obviously be touching on Richard Branson today and how old mates had a big something to say, and when he says something, it means something.
Well, it doesn't really, but
not really. He's not saying anything new, but
it's just
radical that he's saying
regurgitating shit we already know, I guess, but
We'll get down to the nitty gritty of that later on. And
send
no
us
doubt,
a text if you want as well. That's always good.
5395 is the text line. Please do get in touch. Going to take it to Israel now with a band called MAGA. M-A-G-A.
I thought you said maggot.
Nah.
That's you didn't know, though.
I'm glad I didn't say that. That would have been a horrible band name.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't want to listen to their music.
Pretty like sludge rock or something. Yeah.
Just get out, eh?
Yeah.
All right. You're with BFM. You knew that. If you didn't, leave now. Nah, just joking.
Stick around.
Snuggle in. We got you. That's BFM, by the way. Deal with it.
Thank you.
ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Indeed, we're actually a little bit late. I hadn't noticed until Chris came flying to the studio. Obviously, the only one actually looking at the time.
It's a special time.
That is that time of the week where we talk all things marijuana in the media, and just really gaze a spotlight on the whole, the legalization of marijuana in New Zealand. Hopefully, at some point. Big one is, I guess, Richard Branson piping up. When someone like that says something, that's...
It's going to get a few headlines,
but also,
it?
He kind of outed our clean green image with the cow shit, yeah, didn't he? Yeah, I was like, oh, don't say that, mate.
Yeah, he'd done his homework. And that's the thing. I mean, hemp especially, you know, it's a great mop crop.
Yeah.
They were actually doing that over in Byron Bay in Australia. They did a trial out of their sewage plant, you know, and it worked really well. So.
But it's interesting, like, obviously... He knows that we're not clean green. I mean, everyone else must be figuring it out pretty quickly. We've got to do something about it.
There's kind of been a few articles in The Guardian and whatnot over the last couple of years about us being not that green.
Yeah, and the food miles with sending food all around the world and that. But so that is something that we will get accused of because we're on the far side of the world. So we are going to be sending things around. Yeah. So we have to do better than other people. And
what better to get our reputation back than actually grow weed?
Yeah. We're still going to need some cows. We are going to have to eat. We can't, although we can eat the weed, it might not sustain us in the same way.
What about the calcium for my bones?
Exactly, bro.
What else? What else is going on here? Oh, we've got a couple here. Hang on.
There's a wee bit that's happened.
Booby trap.
There's a few articles about... I think that's just because it gets a good headline, but... someone down the line, Central Otago, the cops found their stash and they were alarmed to see that there was bits of wood with nails sticking out of it. There's now like three or four stories in all the papers about it because they can say booby trap in the headline.
Yeah, it's always a good button.
Yeah, I mean, it's not good, but this is what happens when you make cannabis really valuable and you force people to grow in places like that and you've got people going around ripping it off. But it's certainly not anything that we would advise or want to see. You know, people should be able to grow their own at home and then this sort of thing wouldn't happen. Yeah, but it does remind me of that documentary that screened on TV3 a couple of years back, or about 3 or 4 years, and the police were like, "Oh, booby trap cannabis," and they pan across and there's these disposable Bic razors like hanging from a plant. It's like it's you could rub your arm up and down them and it wouldn't cut you.
Probably,
you know?
Just getting rid of birds more than anything. What about, I don't see it on the DAC Life, but what about this vape scenario where someone was saying something about how, like, basically the government's making vape like the go and everyone's worried about that somehow? Does that relate to us at all?
I don't know if people are too worried about it, other than one of the things is that they've said that any shop will be able to sell them, right? And vapes at the moment, they're kind of in a grey area. That's why there's no enforcement around it. They tell you it's illegal, but they know they can't enforce it because of the way it's written and that, and so they don't enforce it. And so all these places are kind of selling them, but kind of not really making too big a deal about it. And I guess the risk with this new thing is that anywhere that sells tobacco might get into it. So you might start seeing it in the dairy and there's no display restrictions. And the reason they've done that is to make it more
attractive.
It's energy
pills all over again.
Kind of,
that illegal weed.
So it's like
crap.
You could learn from these things, but still it's a good thing because, like, even the Ministry of Health, the reason why this all changed, they finally went out there and did the research and they found that e-cigs only had 3% of the harm of smoking.
Wow.
And so when they actually looked at the evidence, they're like, oh my God, we've got to actually encourage people to do it.
Yeah,
so
the
theory behind all this is put them out in the open so that people are encouraged to do it instead of having to find them in that. But the other good thing as well is there's a lot of crossover with cannabis vaporizers and e-cigarettes, so it kind of forces them as well that they're going to have to tidy up these pipe laws and allow them. And that's actually one of the options they've put on the table. They put out a discussion document last year. They've kind of shelved it for another year or two, apparently, but what they were recommending was either rewriting the current regulations to allow harm reduction things to be sold, which includes water pipes and stuff, or replacing it with a completely new law that would be a licensing regime where you would actually get products would be approved and then they would have, you know, warning labels stuck on them, or you know what I mean. And that hasn't been done anywhere around the world, but it was very interesting that they were thinking
it like
that
a toaster or something, I guess.
Well,
you know,
kind of more like a medical device almost.
Yeah,
was right. kind of the avenue they were yeah. going down, but yeah. without that kind of, you know, that strict burden that you would have to, you know, I mean, it's not a medical device, but they were kind yeah. of, you know, it was licensing was what they were talking about.
But I guess the funny thing with it as well is, like you say, well, I didn't, until that story, I didn't even know that vapes were illegal here. Because everyone I know is cruising around vape lifing.
Yeah.
It's like, vape lifing. But is that a joke?
If everyone ends up just vaping, is that count as New Zealand becoming smoke free? Really?
Well, you know, much well, easier
vapor,
to give
it's
up.
Not smoke. So. Yeah.
What they've found is that the people that try vaping have a really high rate of then no longer doing it a year later. And it's not that they've gone back to cigarettes, it's that they've actually used it to give up.
That's meant.
Yeah.
Sweet. What about, let's just slip over to Canada, because Canada have announced quite a nuggety
exciting vibes over there, I think.
Hey, we should say 5395 is the text line if you'd like to get involved with Marijuana Media. Have your say. 309-3879, we'll take phone calls as well. Yeah, what's going on? Canada expected to legalize marijuana by 2018. 2018, yeah.
Yeah, middle of next year.
Shit.
It's that young liberal prime minister.
Oh, nice guy. He's
a very nice face. Doesn't he?
He is.
And
he knows how to shake a hand too.
Yeah,
he?
That's true.
Not like Trump.
He
like a maniac.
He got it done with Trump though. Yeah.
Oh, did he
you
shake
know how Trump's
hand?
Always trying to like.
Oh, what happened?
Do all these weird handshake games with people?
Yeah.
He totally trumped him with his handshake.
I see what he did. Yeah. But like, how are they going to go about this? Like, because I think in a lot of places in Canada, it's medical buzz is kind of the go, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, medical is legal there, but the dispensaries aren't. Right, but what they said was, well, like when Trudeau first got in, and they're like, yeah, we're going to legalize it really soon, and anyone who's already operating a dispensary or in the market, you're at the front of the queue. So
dangle a carrot, a dangerous
hundreds
carrot.
Of dispensaries have opened in the last few months, and now they're actually going around busting them. This is a crazy thing. They announced this law change on the very same day all these dispensaries in Toronto got raided. Back. So it's very odd. But
do you think that might
kinda
be?
It's kind of like that American how it's legal on a state
and
thing, but in a federal one, it's illegal. Like, you know how that was happening for a while. Like in LA, people the like FBI would come in and like bust a place rather than the actual local cops are fine with it, you know, because it's like legal there, but it's not a full country law.
It's almost the opposite there, where the feds in Canada are backing away, but the local police are doing stuff. But it's kind of like the model they want is, on the one hand, you can grow 4 plants per household, so it's like grow your own. And then on the supply side, it's big marijuana. You know, they just want a handful of companies that are really massive. They don't want all these little dispensaries and all
everywhere.
These other people.
Right.
And that's a bit of a shame, because the research that's come out of the States is that when you have dispensaries present, deaths from opiates go right down. When you don't have dispensaries, and when medical cannabis is put through a big pharma model, which is about half the states in America that have it, the death rate from opiates doesn't change. Right. And that's because doctors won't switch people over. They'll keep them on the opiates, right? But when patients actually have the freedom to choose to go to a dispensary,
just
they choose for themselves.
The street,
and they get off their opiate addiction, painkillers and things, and they don't die.
Yeah, and that's a huge problem in the States, the opiate situation.
Everyone's just relaxing.
I guess it's not so bad here. It's just the meth we've got to sort out, I guess, really, mostly.
No, it could be a big issue here, but we just don't talk about it or report on it.
Yeah, and
or
also
whatever,
it probably doesn't get prescribed quite as hard out either. But that's true. They are still available.
What's this cute little story? Police car in Napier car park carries potentially unusual stash.
Yeah, so that's a cute little story. That's a New Zealand Herald social media thing that they jumped on. Some people posted on Instagram a photo of a police car that had a pot plant in the front seat. There you have it.
It appeared to be a pot plant. And they didn't come clean,
just a pot
plant. That was like a mysterious story. They never kind of fessed up to what it was.
That was the end of the story. And the cops never said, yep, that's a pot plant. We just confiscated it. Or it's just no. I guess the journalists just didn't call anyone.
It's almost like the Herald and that almost love writing about weed. Like, they'll just take anything and go with it.
It's all about the clicks, man. These stories are getting big bucks on their Google ads and
right
stuff.
Right on. They're just like crazy cops doing crazy things. People love that. What else on the menu, chaps?
A Marlborough man, Michael Just.
Oh, yep. Yeah, I see this.
Sentenced for weapons collection, cannabis grow room.
Oh, so he's basically a farmer. He looks like he's got some gnarly weapons,
doesn't
though.
Doesn't sound good.
I think
this was potentially the kind of person that wouldn't get a license under a legal regime.
Yeah, that's the thing. Also, What kind of person leaves an enormous gun collection lying around so that the real estate agent can see it?
Well, yeah, the kind of person that shouldn't get a license.
Sorry, the type of person that shouldn't have a gun.
Yeah, move on.
Yeah. That's
there's been some hemp crops as well in the last week. There's been two harvested.
What happens with that hemp?
The guys up north are, I'm not actually quite sure, but I think they're experimenting with a whole bunch of different things.
Can make paper,
real hands-on cottage industry stuff.
Oh, I think we're getting a phone
paper
call.
Might be among it.
Hello, BFM.
A Satan there.
Say again, mate.
A Satan there.
Satan.
Maybe just slow down.
S-A-T-A-N.
Is he here?
Yes.
Okay.
And the gates of hell opened.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Sounds like you need weed, my friend. That was heavy. Welcome to BFM, Chris.
It's freaking me down. It's ruining my buzz, man. Come on.
How did Satan get a fucking phone number, by the way?
The next story is a continuation of what seems to be the cops ripping through the South Island and finding heaps of weed at the moment. Another 34-year-old man will appear in the Waimate District Court after the police discovered 69 cannabis plants.
Okay. Classic.
Yeah, well, this again goes to show that we can't rely on police discretion or tolerance. You know, we actually need to change the law. We actually just got hold of the latest figures. So they from last year, they only covered August, right? But this is really alarming. In the 8 months to August, there was about 3,500 arrests, which is just slightly down on the whole of the year before. If you extrapolate out the 8 to the 12, it's about 5,000 arrests. It's actually 30% up.
Right.
And arrests don't go through blips and that. They're pretty consistent. But what this, you know, it's not arrests. Let me correct that. It's charges. So these are the people that the police have decided to prosecute.
Right.
So in that last year, they've decided to prosecute more people rather than the year before.
Which
and remember what happened last
their
year, right?
Line.
Helen Kelly, everything that was going on last year, all those opinion polls coming out, and at this very same time, police are going, we're going to charge more people, not fewer.
Yeah.
That's funny, yeah. Or maybe I feel like they're just trying to get paid before they can't get that kind of cash cow anymore, sort of thing.
Part of it could definitely be political in that sense that there is an argument going on at the moment.
So the more people you find that are guilty,
but
then you
also,
can go to that argument and go, look at all these people.
All of those resources that are going into it. That's money that they're getting from the government to do those operations.
Yeah.
If they no longer need to do those operations, their funding gets cut.
That's true. I mean, I nearly got a helicopter, but turns out they've got a lot of money.
Yeah, that's spinny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I decided to just get a bike.
Yeah, so it's just, I guess that's a, you know, we're just in that weird state at the moment where it's, everyone's perspective kind of seems to be shifting.
I would love to have been at that table when Branson was saying all that shit and all the bigwigs sort of nodding and going, yeah, totally. But then they walk out and they forget all about that shit, eh? And nobody fucking does anything.
He was sitting right next to John Key when he said it.
Was he?
Yeah.
What was John doing?
Well, apparently squirming, is the reports I've heard.
Fuck.
Well, probably because I wonder if he's still got everything in a blind trust. And he's like, get it out now. Yeah. Invest in weed.
Cannabis stocks. Quick.
Oh, sweet. Oh, should we wrap it up on that with that one, gents?
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah.
Cool. That's marijuana in New Zealand media for another week. Thanks, Chris.
Well, thank you. Could I do a quick plug for J-Day?
Oh, fucking hell. Yeah, we've just got posters in here at the moment, actually.
You Saturday, 6th of May. What's that? 5 weeks? Yes.
Yeah.
5 weeks. Albert Park.
Right on.
We will be there, no doubt.
Mint. That's actually when John gets back.
Hopefully straight from the
airport.
Is that
a gag?
Yeah.
Crazy bastard. Sweet. Yeah, no doubt we'll there'll be more information on J-Day to come. It kicks off at 4:20. That's great.
No, High Noon. High Noon, come on, 4:20 is like
High Noon 2, 4:20.
The climax.
Yeah, but that's kickoff.
High Noon.
Sweet.
That was Marijuana Media.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.